ॐ नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्द विद्यासम्प्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परमऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षरसमान्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम् पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी नमो नमः। वेलकम बैक। बिकॉज ऑफ द डेलाइट सेविंग दैट्स गोइंग टू हैपन वी माइट हैव टू चेंज सम ऑफ द टाइमिंग्स। आई थिंक ओके I think let more of our friends join in and then we will form a consensus. I'm also trying further to see that we can keep it at the same time, even in spite of the daylight saving. But let me see. I have to move some of my other meetings around and see if that can be done. That is one thing. Secondly, you know, I just need some feedback. You know, are you... Anything that we need to bring about to change, slow down, speed up. So you know, let's have any questions that you have. Five, 10 minutes before we start the class, just wanted to check if you guys have any other questions. I know many of you joined into the WhatsApp group, and sometimes in WhatsApp group we might go beyond what the classes are related, right? So don't worry about it if there are a few things that you may not understand, but I'm sure that, you know, if you put your mind to it, you will get some of those things.
Yes, Kalpesh ji, there are students who knows a lot more, and if we don't understand, we go forward, but at least we know there is something there that we still have to learn. So that's okay with me.
Yeah. So, and in your this thing, it's a takaranta, ma. It's not an akaranta. That is why you have to see what Sadakopanji is saying. It's gunavat, not gunavatta.
Yes. Yeah, I think I was getting confused with the Subanta versus the Pratipadikam. So I was checking there, why is it not Gunavati, like, you know?
I understood
that's
your question.
That's what my confusion, yes.
Because Gunavati is, what happens is that the Stri Pratyaya comes after the after the Pratipadika is formed. So you first form the Gunavat Pratipadikam.
Yeah.
Right. And then it will be form Gunavati, and then you decline it.
Right. So that's clear. So the clouds are getting less and less cloudy. It's becoming.
That is okay. It's fine. But feel free to ask a question, right? The only question, or they say, you know, oh, I have a simple question. You know, I have a very this question. Don't worry about that. Just feel free to ask questions.
Thank you. That's what makes it special. We can learn something. There's a lot to learn. It's a lot.
No. But we don't look at it that way. You know, shanai. You know, slowly you progress and you enjoy one word at a time. Okay. You take one word, and enjoy that one word at a time.
So this Subanta, we have to worry when we have to form a sentence.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's basically what is your formation of the word, and then you start looking at it, right? You can have only one word and say, okay, what is the Subanta of this thing? You can worry about it there, but you're not worrying about it. It's just that what is the form when I use in the sentence, how will I use it? Okay. Yeah, but you're right. Sup pratyas are added to the pratipadikam as in terms of what is the relationship of that particular pratipadikam with the kriyapada. And when it specifies the kriyapada relationship, that becomes a karaka. Karta, karma, karma, karna, upadana, apadanam, okay? Sampradanam or sadhikarna. So that kriya, that karakatvam is specified by the supratya. And then sometimes when relationship with other noun, right? Shashti vibhakti. Shashti vibhakti is about it.
Also, that while doing that, it also clarified my own doubt about Tatpurusha and Bahurvihi, because in Tatpurusha, we are looking at, you have to look at the karakas there, right?
Yeah, we will dwell on it further, okay? When should you look at the karaka? When should you not look at the karaka? Ubhaya pada pradhana, anya pada pradhana, uttara pada pradhana, right? Because you know when you have adjectives, the adjectives are always anya pada pradhana. So it is not is not the pradhanyatva we should look at. Vishesha, vishesha, visheshana. The visheshana is always anya, right? Even though it is a visheshana, adjective is always talking about the substantive. So if you take up an adjective and say it is anya pada pradhana, right, that doesn't work. What are the Anya Pada Pradhana? Anya Pada Pradhana means the Swapada of the Samasa you have to look at. And see if the Pradhanyatvam is of the Purva Pada of the Samasa, Uttara Pada of the Samasa, or it is some other word other than the Purva Pada and Uttara Pada of the Samasa. Right? And that Pradhanyatvam means what? What is the Pradhanyatvam? Is what is the connection of the word with the Kriyapadam? Okay, so that we will see. We will see with examples and I will explain that to you further.
Thank you.
Kalpeshji, again, I'm having problem with Zoom recording. The button is white on mine. When I press record, it says like you have to ask the permission, you know. Somehow it got turned off.
No. That is not the case. The problem is you should not be recording these Zooms at all. Okay. Zoom doesn't allow you to record. Zoom is recorded. The account that I have, it allows only one person to record the Zoom. So I am recording the Zoom. You don't need to record the Zoom. You can only play back the Zoom. So when you play back, you know, what do you do?
I'm not able to do that. I don't know why. Okay. I used to do, but for last three classes.
I don't know where you are going there, right? So you have to capture some of those pages and send it to me and say, okay, this is what I'm trying to do. And it is not working. Okay, let me just walk you through here and see if it works. Okay. So if you go to tinyurl.com, right? You have this link, isn't it? AVG Sanskrit-2020. You have this link, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you seeing the screen?
Yeah, I am seeing the screen.
So if you go, have you tried to go to this link?
No, I didn't really do that. I just went to Evernote, I think, and Zoom recordings.
No, so Evernote is only for the notes, Amma.
Okay.
Evernote is no for
the notes. Okay, I'll do this now.
Can you write down this link?
I have it. Have it.
Yes. Okay. So when you look, go to this link, right? You go to this link and subsequently you will see Zoom recordings here, which is the name of a folder.
Okay.
So go into the Zoom recordings and then you should be able to look at all the files.
Yeah.
All the 2020 recordings are in this one. You click here. Give you 2020 recordings. All these recordings of this year, right? From January, February, including the March, are available here. What you do is, once you go into that folder, you will see, not today's, this is today's file. But if you go into that folder, you will see a zoom0.mp4. Okay. This file you should be able to play.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. We have to download it.
Yes. It is an important point. You please download the file and play, because if you're playing it online only, it is the Dropbox is allowing you to play only 1 hour of it, not more than 1 hour. Okay.
I'll do that. Yeah.
So that if you miss a class, you can still listen to it.
Yes. Yes. Right. Anything else? Yeah, you know, let me let you send me an email if at all you have any problems still, right? Haimaji, I know you sent me an email. I thought that I had solved your problem, but maybe not. But even if you have further problems, please send me an email, okay?
I'll do
that.
And then we can
go on a call and I can walk you through also.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. Boom. Any other questions? Siddhis sadhye satamastu. Prasadatasya durjateh. Janvi phenale keva. Yan murdhani shashinakkala. Om Namo Namaha. So we are doing this verse. There are multiple different books, and each book the numbering is different. Okay, so I'm following one book. In that book, this is the 31st verse. So last verse we did, na daivam api sanchitya tyajed udyogam atmanaha anudyogena tailani telebhyo na aptum arhati. Okay, so or there was another version also. So daivam api sanchitya. So you understand, first you say that this is all daivam, this is all fate, whatever is this fate. Okay, atmanaha udyogam na tyajet, your whatever is your own duty, whatever is your own duty, that duty one should not abandon. That tyajet is a ling lakara, and because of ling lakara it gets the meaning like one should not. It's more of a rule, vidhi, tyajet. Anudyogena. So without putting in any effort, I think last time we had something like anudyogena kaha tailam tilebhyaha praptum arhati. So without any effort, who, it's a rhetorical question, who will desire, or rather arhati means deserve rather in this case, who will deserve to gain praptum, for the purpose of gaining, to gain praptum tailam, the oil, tilebhyaha, from the sesame seed. Okay, so you have the seeds, and from the seeds you want oil, and now you have to do some effort. It has to be crushed. And after you crush it, and then you take the oil out of the sesame seed. The tatparyam is not in how to take the oil out of the sesame seed. The tatparyam is that there's some effort involved. And without that effort, who will expect to take the oil out of those seeds? Okay. So that is the meaning. It's a rhetorical question that is asked there. Anyacha. Anyacha means more so ever. Anyacha, moreover. Okay. So moreover, what moreover? Anyacha. Moreover means, anyacha could also mean that somewhere else it has been quoted like this, or it has been said something like this somewhere else, right? And he gives another verse. The next verse that we have is Udyoginam. Udyoginam purusham purusha simham. So Udyoginam purusha simham. Upaiti Lakshmi. Upaiti Lakshmi. Lakshmihi Upaiti. Daivena Deyam iti. Daivena Deyam iti. Ka Purushaha. Ka Purusha Vadanti. kapurushaha vadanti daive nadeyam iti kapurushaha vadanti. Okay, so I think this verse is in that the other meter. So udyokinam purusha simham upaiti lakshmi daive nadeyam iti kapurushaha vadanti daivam nihitya kurupur paurusham atma shaktya yatne krute yadi na siddhyati kotra doshah. Okay, so it is the other meter, the Trishtub meter. So anyway, let us do the padachcheda. Padachcheda. Udyoginam purusha simham upaiti lakshmihi. This is the padachcheda. I'll continue in the same line. Daivena deyam iti ka purusha visarga vadanti. Daivam nihatya kuru paurusham atma shaktya yatne krute yadi na siddhyati kaha atra doshaha. Okay, so that is the are you able to see the screen, right? Yes, you're able to see the screen. So that is the padachcheda. Now, if you look at this more clearly, let us look at in the padachcheda that we have done, what are the sandhi rules. So udyoginam, that is the makara, padanta makara becomes anuswara. Purushasimham, so purushasimham, ye padanta makara does not become anuswara because hal is not following upaiti. So purushasimham, when you do it like this, right, it will be this text that I have is already doing some of this some of the breaking up some of the sandhis. Okay, Lakshmir, if you don't break the sandhi, it will be like this. Daivena deyam iti so lakshmir daivena it is a feminine lakshmi shabda ikaranta strilinga lakshmi shabda and the nominative singular of that lakshmi shabda is with the visarga lakshmi. Okay, so you must have seen other ikaranta strilinga shabdas also. But here it is ikaranta, dirga ikaranta strilinga shabda. And that dirga ikaranta strilinga shabda, it continues to keep that visarga. You will see something like this also in like shrihi. Shrihi also, you will see that. So Lakshmi is a special shabda. It's a special shabda means there are some specific rules for Lakshmi. That's why it's a special shabda. Lakshmi. The other thing that is important there is basically Lakshmi Dirga Ikaranta, and after Dirga Ikaranta Shabda, one second, okay. If you look up the Shabda Manjari. One second, okay. No, they are not given that shabda there. I'm seeing what is special about this, because when the grammar rules are used to decline the ikaranta shabdas,
it mentioned on in Shabdam only 22 page Nadi.
Okay, in the Nadi, right?
Kalpeshti, it's only the Prathama Ekavachanam is Lakshmihi.
Yes, the rest are similar. Yes. And I was trying to actually figure out what is the rule. It is very similar to Tarihi, Tantrihi also. Okay, so there are some of these words which have that. Give me one second, okay?
So the page 23 has
Shabdamanjari. Yeah, it has Shri, right?
Yeah, but that's also Ikaranta Sri Linga.
Yes. That he says Ikaranta Sri Lingaha Shri Shabda, and he gives Lakshmi there, but that Lakshmi is the meaning of the Shabda Lakshmi. What we are looking at is the Lakshmi Shabda itself. Okay. And Lakshmi Shabda itself, which is also Ikaranta Sri Linga Shabda, is declined as Amma said, it is declined like Nadi Shabda. But however, after declension like Nadi Shabda, only the Ikaranta, the Visarga remains. Okay. But that doesn't happen only to the Lakshmi Shabda. It happens also to the Tari Shabda, Tantri Shabda also. One second.
What about Ikaranta Sri Linga Stri
Shabda?
Uh-huh.
Stri Shabda would be similar to the Nadi Shabda. So Stri, they will be declined like the Nadi Shabda. Just give me one second, okay? I will clear it up for you. Yeah. So the difference between Lakshmi Shabda and other Shabdas, okay? So I will explain that to you. Why don't we just continue and then I will explain that to you further, okay? So what happens here is that Lakshmi, there's a Visarga, Lakshmi, and then Su, so it becomes Lakshmis. That Su Lopa does not happen, which happens otherwise in all the other Shabdas. That Su Lopa does not happen. So the Sakara remains, and then the because Sakara will become Repa. Padanta Sakara will become Refa by Sasarisha Ruhu. So it becomes Refa, 8-66. And then after it becomes Refa, it will remain Refa when the Dakara follows. There is nothing to make that into E or U or Ya or anything like that. So it will remain Lakshmir, Refa, Daivena. But when you do the Sandhi rule, you put a pause there and then it will become back to Visarga. So Lakshmihi. Daivena Deyam. Here also between Deyam and this thing. Deyam iti. Ka Purushaha. So when you break it up, it will become Ka Purusha is a usage there. Ka Purushaha. And in that usage, Ka Purushaha. Daivena Deyam Ka Purushaha. It is actually a samasa, ka purushaha. And that ka purushaha, when you say, it is an adjective, Ka means it's more of kutsitartha. So it'd be like weak men. Ka purushaha vadanti. Vadanti, vadadhatu, vadanti. And then daivam. Daivam, here again makara, anuswara, because of hal following. Nihatya. Nihatya, kuru. Kuru, paurusham. Paurusham. This is a tadita prayoga. Purusha. Purushasya bhavaha, paurusham. So the paurusham, paurusham atmanaha. So paurusham atmanaha will become the sandhi there, matmanaha. Paurusham atma shaktya. Paurusham atma shaktya. Yatne krite, yadi nasidhyati, kotra doshaha. Okay, so again there, yatne krite, nothing much, yadi nasidhyati, kaha atra. Between kaha atra, you know this very well. Kas atra. Okay, kasatra becomes karu plus atra, becomes ka-u plus atra. When preceded by akara, followed by akara, the ru will become ukara. A and will become ko atra. And whenever you have an ang followed by an at, the purva rupa sandhi will happen, become ko avagraha kotra, like shivoham kotra doshaha. Also padanta sakara doshas, dosharu doshaha. Doshaha. Okay, how many verbs do you see here? In these sentences, how many verbs do you see? Akhyata. Feel free to answer.
I see three of them.
Okay.
I don't know if there is any more.
That's okay. So you see three. Kumarji, how many do you see?
Three. I see three.
You see three. Okay.
I see four.
Okay, you see four, right? Good. There are four. So, Udyoginam Purusha Simham. Okay. Upaiti. This is your first word. Upaiti. Lakshmihi. Daivena Deyam Iti Ka Purushaha Vadanti. This is your second word. Okay. Daivam Nihatya Kuru Paurusham. This is your third word.
Yeah, Kuru. I missed.
Atma Shaktya, Paurusham Atma Shaktya. Yatne Krute Yadi Na Siddhyati. Siddhyati. Kahatra Doshaha. Okay, there's one more here. Kahatra Doshaha. Kahatra Doshaha Asti. Okay, so there is, you have to say like that. Asti. Asti is not there. But it is adhyahara kartavya. So that way it will become five words. Okay. So let us say that ekating vakyam and break it into individual sentences. In fact, each pada is one sentence. So udyogam, udyoginam, purusha simham, upaiti, lakshmi. Yes, go ahead. What is your question?
Again, what is that upaiti means? Sorry.
Yeah. I will explain you. So what we are identifying is the verbs first. And once you verb, you identify, we'll identify the sentence. So this is the first sentence. This is the second sentence. This is the third sentence. Okay. And this itself, the whole thing is the fourth sentence. But you can say that these are two separate word sentences, right? And one is actually a clause to the whole argument. Okay. Now you take one sentence at a time and then you analyze. Okay. Udyoginam Purusha Simham Upaiti Lakshmi. Okay. So here Upaiti, you know, is like the Ikaranta, right? So ti, ti taha anti. So like bhavati, bhavataha, bhavanti. So you know that way that it is an akhyatam. The other thing is that this upaiti is not a very common form that you will realize, but you will find that it is actually upaiti. Upaiti is upa plus eti. Okay, upa plus eti. So there are a couple of gotchas here which we will look at. Let us look at those gotchas also. So let me first derive this for you and see how that came about. So what happens is that there is a dhatu called ing adhyayane. Okay, in that ing, the e is the dhatu, and this is nityam adhipurvaha. So it will always be adhi plus e. Adhi plus adhi. Adhi is the upasarga and e. So this ing adhyayane, that will never be a dhatu in its own. It will always the usage will be with the upasarga adhi, adhi e. So that is how you get adhyayanam also. Adhi e adhyayanam. There is another dhatu called ik smarane. Smarane. This is actually a adadigana dhatu, ik smarane. Okay, this also is also with the adhipurva, adhi plus e. There's only one dhatu which is in gatav. In gatav. This is an adadigana dhatu. It is anit and is parasmepadi. So this in gatav this dhatu, this in gatav dhatu, right? If you were to what do you call it? If you were to decline this, not decline, conjugate this dhatu, lat lakara for this is eti, eti, itaha, yanti, eshi, itaha, itha. Ami, Ivaha, Imaha. So that is the form. The lot lakara is etu, itam, yantu, ehi, sorry, ihi, ihi, itam, ita, ayani, ayava, ayama. So this dhatu, yeah, go ahead.
Madhyam purusha, itaha, or itha.
Itha. So sorry, yeah, you're right. Itaha. Itaha, itha, ami, ivaha, imaha. Thank you. That's a typo. Okay. So ti taha anti, si taha tha, mi vaha maha. So from there you get eshi, itaha, itha. Okay. And here in this guna happens only for eti, eshi, and ami. Otherwise it is itaha, 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 ivaha, imaha. There's no guna there. And in yanti, it is e plus anti becomes yanadesha, becomes yanti. Okay, so eti. So here this is eti. Okay, here it is eti. Eti. Eti means to go. Eti means to go. Very similar to yati. Eti means to go. So upa plus eti. Upa plus in. So if you look up a dictionary, it will be upa plus e. In. Rather, it will be something like that. It will be upa plus e. This is the in gata dhatu with the upa. Upa as the upasarga. Okay. So when you have this upa plus e, it becomes upa plus eti. Okay. Upa plus eti. And then you will get upa plus eti, a plus a, you will get vruddhi. Okay. Ranjanaji, can you mute, please? Okay, thank you. So upa plus eti, you will get upaiti. So now here there's a catch. There's a catch. There are a few Sandhi rules that you guys are not exactly aware of, which I plan to take up now and explain you. And then there is actually a rule which is an apavada for one of those rules. That apavada rule comes here. And when that apavada rule comes here, what will happen is that you will have the form upeti. Otherwise, you will not get upeti. Okay, it becomes upeti. Okay, so what are those rules we will look at? However, what I would like to do is I would like to finish up this verse and then I will concentrate on the upaiti. Okay, there are specific rules and the whole discussions will go a little offline. We'll go tangential. Okay, so we will look at that. But just make a note that upaiti is a special scenario. That is how you are getting upaiti. But from all what you know right now, it is correct. Upa plus eti, it will get a vriddhi. So a plus a will get I. So upai, upaiti. Okay, this is not the norm. That vriddhi is not a norm. That is why we have to look into. Okay, so what does upaiti mean? Upa plus in gatav. This means to go near. I said upa is near, right? And in is to go, right? To go near. Literally, it means to go near, which means to approach. Okay. So upaiti means upaiti means approaches. Okay. So when you say approaches, then you have to say who approaches, right? Approaches, singular. If it was plural, it would have been yanti. Okay, dual, it would have been itaha. Okay, upetaha. Upayanti. Upayanti. And if it is singular, it is upaiti. So upaiti, upetaha, upayanti. So when you say upaiti means approaches. So the question you'll have to ask is who approaches, right? So it is kartari prayoga, approaches. So if you ask the question who approaches, that whoever approaches, that will get the nominative singular. So what is nominative singular there? Lakshmi. Okay, so Lakshmi is feminine. It's feminine nominative singular of Pratipadikam Lakshmi. What happens with Lakshmi is that it is a special Pratipadikam. Okay, it is a special Pratipadikam. What is the speciality of this Pratipadikam? It's a Ikaranta Strilinga Pratipadikam Lakshmi. Okay, fine, fair enough. Now, what is special about that? Special is that there are other Shabdas also. Other Shabdas are Gauri, like Nadi. These are special Shabdas. That is where I was. Ajanta Strilinga. Let me give you a set of Shabdas. And this is actually a special Shabda. What is special about this is that the Dirga Ikara, it is come originally from some Pratyas and other things only. Okay. Sometimes the Ikara could come in because of the Pratyaya that is coming from one of the three Pratyas. We were studying in our chat, we are doing that, right? There's a Pratyaya called Ikaranta Pratyaya that comes in when Thak is there, okay? So that Pratyaya, Ikaranta Pratyaya called Neep, Neesh, Neen. These are the three types of Pratyas, they come. Like in Gauri Shabda is Gaura, Gaura. And then once Gaura is the Shabda, there's Pratyaya called Neesh that comes in and becomes Gauri. Gaura plus E becomes Gauri. Okay, so once it becomes Gauri, it becomes Trayakhyo, it becomes Nadi Shabdavat, and then the Sulopa happens. So Gauri Shabda will be declined very similar to a few Shabdas that you know, right? Ashmari, Anupurvi, okay, Udichi, Urvi and Gauri, okay, Kati, these are all declined similar way. Kartari, okay, then Kaki. Kali, Kashi, these are all Ikaranta Strilinga Shabdas, they are declined similar way. They are declined like Nadi. nadi nadyau nadyaha nadim nadyau nadihi nadya nadibhyam nadibhi nadyai nadibhyam nadibhyaha. So that is how the nadi shabda will be defined. Nadyaha nadibhyam nadibhyaha nadyaha nadyoho nadinam nadyam nadyoho nadishu. So similarly, the Lakshmi Shabda is also declined. The Lakshmi Shabda, only thing that you'll have is the nominative singular. You will have the visarga, Lakshmihi. It is not a nadiyanta shabda. There's a specific Sanskrit grammar word for it. And hal niyabhyo dirga sutitya puttam hal. That sutra doesn't apply. And once it doesn't apply, the sulopa does not happen. So you'll have Lakshmihi. Lakshmihi, which is feminine of Lakshmi, which means goddesses Lakshmi. Okay, but here in this case it means fortune. Okay, fortune or wealth, that is Lakshmi. So Lakshmi goes near. Okay, means Lakshmi approaches. So what have we done up till now? We have got two. The Karta is Lakshmi, the goddess is Lakshmi, or in this case, fortune. Lakshmi approaches. Okay, Lakshmihi Upaiti. Lakshmihi Upaiti. Now, once you say Lakshmihi Upaiti, right, approaches whom, then you will need to find some word which is in the karma. Karmani Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay, so Lakshmihi approaches Purusha Simham. Okay, is masculine accusative singular of Pratipadikam Purusha Simha, which is same as Udyoginam. Okay, Udyoginam. Udyoginam is comes from Udyo. It will come from Udyogin. The Pratipadikam will be Udyogin. And it will be masculine accusative singular of Udyogin. Will become Udyoginam. So Udyoginam means, see, we said Udyoga means one effort, right? The Udyoginam means one who has effort. He who has effort is Udyogin, Udyogi. And to him means Udyoginam. To he who has effort. Okay. This is the karma and karmani dvitiya vibhakti. Accusative case. Purusha Simha also is the karma and karmani dvitiya vibhakti. Second case. Right? Of Purusha Simha. Now, what is Purusha Simha? So, Purusha Simha is talking about the person, right? And it is eulogizing the person, but at the same time, it is actually a compound word, Purusha Simha. Okay, Simha means lion, right? And Purusha means man, so man lion. Okay, what he's trying to say is that he's saying that the man is like the lion. Okay. It's not like a man lion. It's like to say the man is like the lion. Means that like the lion is brave, this person is also brave. Okay, so the brave person. That would be the meaning. The literal meaning would be man lion. Man lion. Okay, but man lion would be would mean a brave person. Okay. Okay. And what type of a person? Person who has effort means effortful. Effortful person. He who is, who exerts, who effortful would be one who has effort. One who has effort. He who has effort. Udyogi. The nominative singular of Udyogin will be like Udyogi. This also is the Matvartya. We are doing Matvartya in our chats. That in is also Matvartya. One who has Udyoga is Udyogi. Udyogin is a Pratipadikam. One who has Yoga is Yogin Pratipadikam. Nominative singular is Yogi. Okay. So you follow that? So what will the meaning be? The meaning would be Lakshmi approaches the brave person who is effortful. Okay. Lakshmi approaches the brave person who is effortful. Or in this case, fortune. Okay. So here it says, you know, what type of a brave person? So the English meaning I have is fortune approaches him, the lion among men who is industrious. Okay. Fortune approaches him who is lion among men and industrious. Okay.
Kulpeshi, would the Purusha Sinham be a samasa?
Yes, it is a samasa. And I will explain you the samasa. Yes, it is a samasa. So man lion, right? So man lion means lion who is lion among men. So what is a samasa? Okay, let us look at that samasa. Okay, let us look. This is an interesting samasa. Purusha Sinha is a samasa. Okay. And we were studying there are these multiple types of samasas, right? There are four types of samasas, and if you do know in the chat, I introduced you to one more type of samasa called Upapada samasa. Okay. So what are the four types of samasa? Avyayi, Bhava, okay, Tat Purushaha, Bahu Vrihi, okay, and then there is Dvandva. These are the four main types of samasa, and we also looked at one more type of samasa. It's called Upapada samasa. Keep that Upapada samasas aside, right? There's a thing at the Shabda, it morphs into the Upapada samasa. So Avyayi Bhava samasa are samasas which are formed with an indeclinable. Tatpurusha samasa are samasas which are Uttarapada pradhana. Okay, Uttarapada pradhana. Okay, and then the Bahuvrihi are the samasas which are Anyapada pradhana. We talked about it. And we'll go into those details later, okay? In that Tatpurusha, there is a subclass of samasa in the Tatpurusha. Okay, there's a subclass called Karmadharaya. Okay, Karmadharaya samasa is, you have to see what are the characteristics there, okay? So first of all, there will be two words that will be used to form the samasa. And this Karmadharaya is formed with two words that are of the same vibhakti. Okay, we said Ragnyaha Purushaha. Okay, earlier we have seen Ragnyaha Purushaha as an example for Tat Purusha. Where we say king's man. The king's man, the king's is in the sixth case and man is in the first case. But in the Karmadharya Samasa, the two words are in the same vibhakti. Then those two words will join together. So Karmadharya Samasaha, it is formed by two shabdas which are samana vibhakti. Okay. So this is the samanya lakshanam. This is the samanya lakshanam. The general indicator or common indicator is that the two words are of the same vibhakti. Okay, they are the same vibhakti. And this general characteristic, right? This general indicator, this lakshanam is also means characteristic, general characteristic. It exists for all the karmadharya samasas. And karmadharya is a type of a tatpurusha samasa. So tatpurusha samasa, a subtype of tatpurusha samasa is karmadharya samasa. And what is the karmadharya samasa? The two words of the samasa, that is how the vigraha vakya will happen. Okay. And in that two words of the samasa, these two words, they will always be in the same vibhakti. So how do you know that two words are in the same vibhakti? Okay. So in that similar scenario, there are multiple types of karmadharya samasas. Okay. So don't get confused with all this. Okay. But I need to introduce you to sometime, at least I need to introduce this to you. So the first type of samasa, karmadharya samasa, is called visheshana purvapada. So when can you have two words in the same vibhakti? You can have two words in the same vibhakti when one is a visheshya and the other is a visheshana. Okay, so visheshya and visheshana means one is an adjective and okay, so the adjective yallingam and substantive. Okay, so this is called visheshya, visheshana. Okay, and the substantive is visheshya. Visheshya and visheshana, so adjective and substantive. So then whenever you have yallingam yadvachanam yacha vibhakti visheshyasya tallingam tadvachanam sacha vibhakti visheshanasyapi, the same vibhakti, same linga for the visheshana, like the same vibhakti, same visheshana for linga, same vachana for the visheshya, that we know. So you'll have adjective and substantive, right? So if the samasa is formed by the visheshana being purvapada, okay, that means that adjective, substantive. In this case, what is happens is that this type of samasa, karmadharya samasa, is called visheshana purva pada samasa. Okay, you see that visheshana, that means adjective, purva pada, that means the first word is the adjective, right? It could be parapada also, but in this case, visheshana purvapada. The examples are like this, okay? So let's say we have something like this. Neelam utpalam. Okay? Neelam utpalam. So what is neelam utpalam? Neelam utpalam means utpala is the lotus or a lily. Neelam is the color blue. So the blue lily. Blue lily will become neelotpalam. This is the samasa that is formed. In this neelotpalam, it is visheshana purvapada. Let's say this is a neuter. A feminine would be dirgha, long, rajju, rajjuhu. Okay, dirgha rajjuhu. If you have that, once you form the samasa, it will become dirgha rajjuhu. Dirgha rajjuhu. Okay, dirgha rajjuhu becomes samasa. When you do the padachheda, it will become dirgha rajjuhu. Okay, that means a long rope. This is actually blue lily. This is long rope. Okay. Or it could be an adjective, could be a unnataha vrukshaha. Okay, means if you take the samasa, it will become unnata vrukshaha, tall tree. So these are examples where you have visheshana as the purvapada. So this is a visheshana purva pada karma dharaya. Okay, karma dharaya visheshana purva pada karma dharaya tat purusha samasa. Okay, because remember that all the tatpurusha samasas could be there, and the tatpurusha samasas has a subtype called karmadharaya samasa, and karmadharaya samasa has a subtype called visheshana purvapada. This is an example of visheshana purvapada. Now, once you have visheshana purvapada, you could have visheshana uttarapada also. Again, we are not going to look at examples of some of these because you have to dwell deeper on it. But I'm just going to say visheshana visheshana shanottara pada. What does it mean? It means that adjective is the latter word. Okay, the third type of a samasa is visheshana bhaya pada. Both prior and latter words are adjectives. Okay, both prior and latter. Okay, then there is a fourth type here. Fourth type. There is also fifth type. I will tell you what is that, right? And then there is sixth type, avadharana. There is sambhavana also. Okay, sambhavana uttarapada, seventh type. I will just mention those, but here is the fourth type. Fourth type is upamana purva pada. Upamana uttara pada. Avadharana purva padaha. Okay, sambhavana purva padaha. Okay, so here upamana means a simile. Upama means simile. How do you say simile, right? It is a figure of speech, simile. Okay, so in that upamana uttarapada, okay. So this upamana uttarapada, and this is how it is defined. It is said that upameya. So upamana and upameya. Okay, so you have to understand what is upama, upamana, and upameya. Okay. So simile is a figure of speech where the similarity between two are specified. That is what a simile is. Okay. So similarity means it's not that it's exactly similar, but the characteristics of one and the characteristics of the other are compared. Okay. Like Mukha Chandra Iva. So her face is like that of the moon. Okay, it's a very stock example that is given. And it is said, you know, it's not like the moon has got ruggedness and the face is ruggedness. That don't you say that, right? Or the moon is hanging in the sky and your face is also hanging in the sky. That is also, you're breaking the whole poetry. When you say that your face is like the moon, means from the hardness of the day, right? The hot heat of the sun, right? When the moon, full moon, you know, then the moon comes up and the moon gives that solace, right? It gives that shitalatvam, right? It gives that coolness, it gives that ahladaktvam. You know, you feel that, you see the face of the moon and you feel happy about it. Just like that, whenever I see your face, I feel so happy about it, right? So that is the upamana. That is the upama. Upama is a simile between the moon and the face, right? And the moon is what is similar. So moon is the upamana. And the face is what it is made similar to. So the face is the upameya. So that is the upamana and upameya. And the simile between the two is the upama. Okay, it's not upama, remember, it is upama. Okay, so upama. So there in this upamana and upameya, in the simile when you have there, and in that case, the similarity, whatever is compared to, right? The moon is what it is compared to. And that upamana is the uttarapada, then it is called upamana uttarapada. Upamana uttarapadaha. And in that upamana uttarapada, where the whatever you are similarized to, that is the latter word, that uttarapada that you have, then that type of uttarapada, a karmadharaya exists. Okay, so example that is given here is that the purusha. Purusha is the man. Okay, and simhaha. Simhaha is the lion. Okay, or it could be a tiger also. Okay, so tiger is Vyagraha. Okay, Vyagraha is a tiger. So when you say the man is like the lion, man is like the lion. Okay, means what? Purushaha. Purushaha simhaha iva. Okay, or we can say the man is like the tiger. Purushaha vyagraha iva. Iva. Eva means like, similar. The man is like the lion. The man is like the lion. The man is like the tiger. Okay, it doesn't mean that man is exactly like the lion. Okay, it means that the strengths that the lion has, right? The majestic nature that the lion has, the man also has. In this case, or in the Vyagra, right? Just how strong the tiger is. Okay, some aspect of the tiger is compared to the man. So purushaha simhaha iva becomes what? Purusha simhaha. Purushaha vyagraha iva becomes purusha vyagraha. Okay, so this is akaranta, and then the samasa will be declined like Ramavat. Purusha simhaha, purushaha simhau, purusha simhaha. Okay, so yada purushaha vyagraha iva shuraha iti vaktum ishyate, tada purusha vyagraha shuraha iti purusha vyagra padayoho samasaha. Okay, so that is how you look at it. Okay,
Kalpesh ji. What is the difference then, Visheshana Uttarapada and the Upamana Uttarapada? I don't get it.
So in Visheshana Uttarapada, it has to be the Purusham Charchika. Okay. Pandita Prashastaha. So Pandita in the Upamana there, right? I'll have to see carefully what happens. There is a small change that happens there in the Visheshana Uttarapada. Okay. And in this case, the lion is not an adjective to the man. You see, lion is not a visheshana to the man, but some aspects of the lion, the braveness or the strength of the lion, right, is some specific, you know, visheshana dharma. That is the difference. Okay. Some visheshana dharma of the lion is imputed to the man. Not the sadharana dharma of the lion is not imputed to the man. Okay. Like the lion has four legs, so this man also has four legs, right? It's not like that. that the lion lives in the jungle, the man also lives in the jungle. No, it's not like that. Okay. The lion is meant, you know, the tiger, for example, is meant to be very strong, right? Then the strength of this person is also like the strength of the lion, of the tiger. So some guna is what is imputed there. That becomes the upamana upameya. Whereas when you say visheshya visheshana, right? The visheshana, everything of the visheshana applies to the to the vishesha. The blueness, right, is a visheshana to the lily. You follow? Okay, so that type of a usage, and I don't have examples for the visheshana uttarapada.
Okay.
I will get some examples and explain it to you.
Okay.
But there it is a visheshana, whereas here it is a upamana. Okay, so you have to first distinguish between what is upamana and a visheshana. Okay,
right.
Then in this case, upamana becomes the uttarapada. So in this case, you know, when the upamana is uttarapada, and whenever you use upamana, you'll always have this word eva. Purushaha simhaha is not purushaha simhaha. Okay, man is not the lion. Whereas in the adjective and this thing, there is no eva there. The eva is not there. You know, utpala and nila, right? The nila and utpala, nila utpala. That is it. Not nila utpala eva. Utpala nila eva. Not like that. Okay. So here what is happening is that, here what we are saying is that the purushaha simhaha eva. So the upamana and the upameya, they are together, and eva is the one that tells you that it is upamana and upameya. Otherwise, you cannot say purusha simhaha. Man, you know, the cow, donkey, right? You cannot say that. The cow is something different. The donkey is something different, right? And we will dwell on this. You know, there are these shabdas. The shabdas are of four types. They are jati vachaka shabda, they are guna vachaka shabda, they are kriya vachaka shabda, and there is sanya shabda. These are four types of shabda, right? And in that, you have to see what is jati vachaka. For example, vrukshaha is the jati vachaka. Utpala is also jati vachaka. Okay, guna vachaka means what? It is only the guna, right? So guna means like kubjaha, shitaha, right? These are the guna. Kriya vachaka means, you know, pachaka, pataka, nartakaha. These are kriya vachaka, right? And sanya vachaka means, you know, like you know, America, Bharata, right? These are sanya vachaka. Ayodhya, Kashi, Devadattaha. These are sanya vachaka shabdas. So we have to see what is gunavachaka shabdas, what is kriyavachaka shabdas, and what is sanyavachaka shabdas, right? And in that case, what is visheshya, what is visheshana? How about this? Next class, right? We will dwell on this further, okay? And I will explain you further on this whole karmadharayas. All the examples I will try to bring in for you. And we will dwell on that further, right? But, you know, sometimes you have to go and look into this. So here in this case, eva is the one that tells you that this is actually an upama. And in that upama, you have the upamana simhaha. The quality of the simha, that strength, is the upamana. And upameya, what? Upameya, the purushaha, the strength of that person is the upameya. And now what you're saying is that you're equating that the strength of the lion is like the strength of the person, right? And that you are, when you equate that, what you mean saying that this man is like a lion, okay? And that eva is the one that says it's an upamana. And in that case, you can actually form a samasa, and that samasa you can form is where the upamana will be uttarapada. So purushaha simhaha eva makes it purusha simha, and purusha simha means man lion, okay? And that purusha simha means upamana uttarapadaha karmadharaya tat purusha samasa. Okay? Om purnamada purnamidam. Yes. Purnat purnamadachite purnasya purnamadaya purnamevava shishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi om shri gurubhyo namaha. Harihi om tat sat shri krishnarpanamastu. Yes, please go ahead. What is your question, sir?
So Narasimha is also, yes, upamana uttarapada, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There actually Narasimha, there is upamana upameya is there, but there what you're trying to say is that, you know, amongst the men he is like a lion. Okay. There is a subtle difference between the two.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Kalpeshji.
Yes.
I have, you know, we have heard this term samanyadhikaranam. There also, yes, the both sides are equal. Is it one of this here?
So samanyadhikaranam doesn't mean that the both sides are equal. Okay. Uh-huh. Samana adhikarana. When the adhikarana is samana, that uh-huh. means bhinna pravrutti or bhinna nimitteshu shabdeshu ekasmin. When they have the locus, adhikarana is the locus. When the locus of two uh-huh. words are in the same, right? That is samana adhikarana. And that is what always happens with vishesha and visheshana. In vishesha and visheshana, also the two words, their locus is same. Utpala and Neela, it is not Utpala, the locus of the blueness is somewhere else. And liliness is somewhere else. The liliness is also in the same object. The blueness is also in the same object. Okay. And when the locus of these two are together in the same object, you can say that those two shabdas, their adhikarnas are samana. You have to distinguish between samana shabdas and samana adhikarna. Okay. Samanadhikaranye. And samanadhikaranyam. And of course, there are various samanadhikaranyams, right? You have visheshya visheshana samanadhikaranyam. You have thing samanadhikaranyam, right? Which we say it in English as concord. This thing samanadhikaranyam is one. And then you have the badhayam samanadhikaranyam for the Vedanta, which is a little different. Because you have two words and they are used in the same adhikarana, same vibhakti, then those two words, dasharathihi, ramo dasharathihi, ramaha and dasharathihi, right? So the rama and dasharathihi, the adhikarana for both of them is same in this human being, this person, mm-hmm. this person, the ramaha is same as this person, and dasharathihi is also same as this person, right? So that is the samanadhikarana. That samanadhikaranyam we have to look into, which is different. It is not that the words are same. Okay. It's not that the words are synonymous. It is not that the words are identical. It means that the locus of the meaning of those two words are in the same substantive.
Thank you.
Okay. Om. Namo Namaha.
Namo Namaha.
Thank you, Kalpesh ji. Mm-hmm.